Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
If you don't pray over what you eat and drink, you better pray over it. I mean, when Cheryl came into my life, she had no idea what she was going to encounter. Maybe in more ways than one, I guess. But, you know, for when it comes to praying, we would sit down and she'd give us a glass of water. And I'd say, honey, let's pray over that water. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless that water. Okay, so we start to drink the water and everything. Then she'd go get her iced tea and she set it down. She started to drink it. I said, wait a minute. You can't drink that yet. I hadn't blessed it. She said, well, you just blessed it. I said, no, I just blessed the water. I said, now we're going to bless the tea. So we drank the tea. Then she goes and gets our meal, salad and stuff, puts it down and starts to eat. And I said, hold it, honey. Oh, I hadn't blessed that. Do you bless everything? I said, that's what the Lord says. So yes, I bless everything. So now then, it's common. If we go to a restaurant and we're eating and somebody's talking to me, and somebody comes by and put a refill in her glass and she's wanting a drink, I feel her under the table kicking me. Because I'm talking to somebody and there ain't no break. She wants a drink. I know what that means. Oh, excuse me, just a second. I got to bless my wife's teeth so she can drink. She will not drink nothing unless it's been prayed over. Now then, is that God's way? Yes, that's what we should do. I mean, somebody said, well, I'm in a restaurant. I don't want everybody to know. Well, shame on you. That's all I got to say. Are you ashamed of the king? I'd hope not, because if you want to walk in divine health, you better not be ashamed of him. Because if you are, he's not going to be very happy with you. You know, I don't want to offend the king, do you? I guarantee I don't. Now, these things are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So the Word of God is the most powerful thing there is. Let's go to Joshua 1:8. I want to read that. Okay, well, there's a good one too. Let's get that. Let's go over there. Put away from you a froward mouth and perverse lips, put far from you. Now see, there's one of those scriptures a while ago we talked about. Be careful what you say. Let your eyes look right on and let your eyelids look straight before you. You don't want to say evil things about people. Now then, let's go to Joshua 1:8. We'll go back there one more time. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Is everybody in the world looking for success and prosperity? Yeah, that's what we're looking for. So if you get in God's Word and learn how to do what He says, I guarantee He will bless you. I mean, He will show you the things that He wants you to do. And I can guarantee you, if you will obey God, and especially men, if men will obey God and do what God says, spend time with Him, study His Word, teach it to your wife and your children, meditate on His Word day and night, and then obey His Word, do what He says, I guarantee you will be prosperous, you will be successful, and you won't never be sick. Now, how many of you would like to go through life and never be sick again? Hey, I'm like Alan. I got both hands up there. Praise the Lord. Well is good, isn't it? Yes. And of course, that's a promise from God. But I'm telling you, you have to do what He says. You have to obey Him. Yes, ma'am? Forward mouth. Yeah, talking evil about people. You know, I mean, I have to really watch that. You know, it's really hard for me with the president we got. It's really hard for me to say anything good about that guy. I have to be very careful what I say, because there's so many things he does that is so rotten to our country. You know, and of course, he's, as we all know, if you've been out and you've done any checking at all, you have to know that there's never been another president that's done as much damage to this country outside of the Constitution of the United States as Obama and his group have. So they've done terrible things. You had a question, sir?
No, I had an announcement.
Oh, okay.
Obamacare, in approximately page 1,000, if you read all the references in it,
yeah,
has a provision for a required microchip by 2014.
March of 2013. That's right.
Microchip where?
It's going to be somewhere in your body. Yeah, it is. It, just like he said, I've already read that. I try to stay up with this stuff. But it's by March the 23rd of 2013, which is only a year away, you have to have a microchip implant. What, sir?
2014.
Oh, 2014? Oh, I thought it was 2013. Oh, it's 14. You're sure of that? Okay, I thought it was 2013.
But it can happen earlier than that.
Yeah. Everybody's got to have. Yes, ma'am?
I'm not going to get it.
Well, that's you and me both. I ain't going to get it either. You know, of course, the thing about it is, I mean, they can do what they want to, but I am not going to fall to their ways. You know, I mean, I look at what goes on in history, and of course, I see, the history hadn't been so long, but what I can't see what happened in Germany, you know, and I saw what Hitler did, I saw what Australia has just done. You know, Australia has just taken up all the guns in Australia, and the crime in the last year or two since they've taken up the guns has increased like 300%. You know, so the criminals know that the people are not armed anymore, so they can't protect themselves. You know, it's like this guy up in the, I just read that email this morning, I think it was, about the guy up in Montana or wherever it was. He had a 357 Magnum or whatever it was, pistol or whatever it was, and he was going out for a walk, and he was just by himself. And so he just thought, well, I'll just, you know, take my pistol with me, just so he put it on. Strapped it on, and he's going for a walk. And he said, I was out going down. All of a sudden, I heard a twig break. And I turned around and looked, and there was a giant 1,000-pound grizzly bear beaming down on him. And he grabbed his pistol out, didn't even have time to aim, shot three times, and finally the third bullet dropped that bear. And if he hadn't have done that bear would have killed him for sure. And he had pictures and everything. If he hadn't had that gun on him, he would have been toast. That gun saved his life. So, you know, I don't mind telling you, you know, I don't care who knows this. I ain't turning in my guns. You know, I just ain't going to turn them in. You know, I'm not going to do it. You know, I'm not, I've seen what they did to the Germans, the Jews, when they turned all their guns in, they annihilated them all. So I'd just soon die up front. I'm not going to a prison camp. You know, I may die, you know, fighting. I fought in Vietnam. You know, I fought for this country in Vietnam. I'll fight for this country here. But I can't fight without a gun. So, you know, I am not turning in my guns. You know, you can say Thurman's crazy, you can do anything you want to, but when I turn my guns in, that's when I'm going to be dead. I am not turning in my guns. You know, my son, he's not like that. He said, Dad, if they come here to take my guns, I'll give them to them. I said, okay, you can, but Dad ain't giving his. I said, I will be there to protect y'all. I will not turn in my guns. And if you come into my house and try to take my guns away from you, somebody's going to die. And it may be me. I don't, but I ain't turning them in. Because I know what they're going to do. I know what they're going to do. I know what the government is up to. I know what they're doing, and I know their plan is not good. I know they plan to annihilate us anyway. So I'm just going to walk in obedience to God's word and be like Joshua. When the Lord says, Joshua, take your army and go out there, and I'll give them into your hands. And he annihilated 39 kings and 39 empires. And that's what the Lord told him to do. Do not leave a single soul alive. Kill every man, every woman, every child, every animal. Kill them all. Now, can he do that again? He can if he wants to. But if he don't tell me to do that, but then I just tell you, I'm not turning in my guns. You know, I'm going to fight. I'm going to walk in obedience to God's word, and I'm going to believe he's going to deliver me. I believe I'm going to see it with my eyes, but it will not come near me. Just like Psalm 91 says, if you do not believe Psalms 91, you better get in Psalms 91, because I'm going to tell you, in the future, in the not too distant future in America, we're probably going to not be too concerned about healing. We're going to be concerned about living. Are we able to stay alive? Because Obama and his bunch up there, was he just a pawn? He's not behind this. There's some others behind this. Bigger boys than him. Because I heard a man the other day, I'm fixing to send out, anybody ever heard of Avi Lipton? I'm fixing to send out his last DVD that he made at GLC. I got a copy of it. I called Al yesterday, the owner of GLC. and ask him if I could make 10,000 copies of that DVD and send it out free and postpaid to everybody in my database. And he said yes. So I'm sending 10,000 DVDs and CDs at my expense out to everybody in my database, paying for the production of them, the packaging of them, and everything. And I'm going to send them out to you free and postpaid. I want you to know what this Jewish man and his wife is Egyptian. And I want you to know what they know, what they told us at this last meeting about what's coming to America. And then maybe you can be better prepared. Do I believe what? He is not a believer in Jesus Christ. He does believe that Jesus is there, but he doesn't believe he has to accept Jesus as his own personal Lord and Savior to be saved. I don't understand how a Jew can believe that, but there's a lot of Jews that believe that. You know, but the Word says, doesn't matter who you are, Jew or Gentile, you have to come to the Father through Jesus Christ. And so I've tried to talk to him. I had Avi here in this church last year. He spoke in this church last year. And when he told me he was not, I asked him. I don't know why I asked him. I said, you are a believer in Jesus. He said, well, yeah, I believe that Jesus is real, but he's not my Savior like he is yours. He said, the Jew are saved a different way than the Gentile. And I said, no, absolutely not. But anyway, he and his wife have some tremendously good information of what's going on. The thing about it is right now, today, if we believe Jesus and we walk wholly in his word and obedience to his word and we are prayed for in faith, I guarantee he'll heal you. He promised it in his word. You know, you don't have to be sick. All you got to do is repent. Amen. You know, repent of your sins and believe God, but you have to believe. In fact, there's one more scripture before we quit. I want you to see this, James 1, verse 6 and 7. And I want you to see, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. It says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Now then, if this book is true, and I know it happens to be to the letter, if you do not believe you're going to get what I pray for you for today, you ain't going to get it. Like Bo said at the beginning of the service, whatever you believe, that's what you're going to get.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.